Shut up and sit down.
This is the Uncensored Voice. No bullshit, just real shit.
Discussing things that will stir the pot. Only here on the Uncensored Voice.
With your host, Ricky Midnight.
Hey guys, this is Ricky Midnight. I hope you enjoyed last week's conversation, mostly about Prop A and why you, as a San Antonian, should not vote for Prop A. My wife and I watched 90 Day Fiancé, right? So we're watching 90 Day Fiancé. One of the girls is going over to Korea, and the grandmother is there. And, you know, blah, 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 blah. All this happened. Now the grandmother is pissed off, and she wants to go back to America, take the daughter and the granddaughter back to America. As she's packing up, the granddaughter, she's, I think, 4 or 5. She's jumping up and down like the bed is a trampoline. Blank, 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 blank. Okay, in your day, my day, get off that damn, yep. You know, mattress, okay? She's, stop doing it. Stop doing it. Stop doing it. She's packing her stuff. Stop doing it. Don't do that again. Stop it. Stop jumping on it. Where's the punishment? Do you think the girl's going to be like, oh, she told me 3 times to stop doing it. I better stop doing it. You know, where is the punishment? Wah, wah, wah. I said stop doing it. Sit your ass down over there. That's the punishment. Mm-hmm. There's no punishment in stop doing it. Stop doing it. And that's the problem. Where's the punishment?
Well,
whip his ass.
We know that. I mean, we've discussed that before because, you know, our daughter doesn't believe in spanking.
Mm-hmm.
Now, and I think...
Doesn't believe in parenting, basically.
Okay, so wait, let me alter what I just said.
Okay.
She believes in spanking,
mm-hmm.
but she won't do it because they don't condone that stuff. Like the daycare has even told her, you know, no one condones... She's afraid.
Mm-hmm.
They're afraid. So, and she
said,
well,
I can understand that.
That I don't want to spank or do anything like that because they mm-hmm. look bad on, you know, they frown on that and, you know, oh my God, I get in trouble. And she's under the same misconception, like he was saying, that mm-hmm. there's too much ambiguity in mm-hmm. that, you know, nobody really knows what the law says. And so she's in that same thought process that if I spank him, then, oh my gosh, I'm going to be opening myself up for liability for whatever the
so
deal
she
is.
Wants to be able to spank.
Yes.
And teach discipline,
but she's raised that way.
She's afraid to yes. give discipline because she might get in trouble.
Now, okay. Let me say this. I spank my kids, mm-hmm. and we've talked about this. I spank my kids mm-hmm. when they needed it.
Mm-hmm.
And I did not abuse my children. They had a roof over their head. They had clothes on their back. Mm-hmm. They had food in their bellies. They had everything that I could possibly afford to give them. My children are very successful. Let's think about this, right? So one of my children joined the military at 16 years old and worked his way up the ranks in the Army, right? Went through all these special schools, became a 160th Night Stalker, was fixing helicopters, decided, hey, I can fix them, I can fly them.
Mm-hmm.
So he is now a Chief Warrant Officer, which is the highest enlisted rank that mm-hmm. you can get. He has the rank of an officer, and mm-hmm. he's in charge of these helicopters. He flies them, and he didn't go to college, but he worked his way in his life, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's very successful, 32 years old, owns 2 homes, one in Savannah, one in D.C.,
mm-hmm.
Lots of, you know, real estate investing, nice. Money, everything. My daughter, same mm-hmm. thing. She, even though she has her moments, you know, because life is life, she is a college graduate. She has a very high-paying job in the state, works for the director of, you know, like the state health services, has a good job, pays her bills. She's a single parent who takes care of everything for her kid, including the daycare, the after-school care, any sports, because the ex-husband doesn't contribute. Or if he does, it's hardly anything. And, you know, and then I have a special needs child, so, you know, of course, there's a difference there. And then I have another one that works at a youth facility who works with troubled youth.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he does, right? So none of my kids went to jail. Nobody died. Nobody went to jail.
Mm-hmm.
And they all got spanked.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not saying beat the kids, but I'm saying your kids should fear you. When I went to the academy, I had this black female academy sergeant,
mm-hmm.
and she said to me, fear is good.
Mm-hmm.
Fear will keep you alive.
Mm-hmm.
And I firmly believe that.
Mm-hmm.
My kids feared me.
Mm-hmm.
And you know why? Because when you're their equal,
mm-hmm. and you're not,
we're not friends.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not your friend, your BFF.
Mm-hmm.
We're not friends.
Mm-hmm.
I am your parent,
mm-hmm.
and I have authority over you.
I'm in charge.
And I will knock your ass out.
That's right.
When you don't follow
mm-hmm.
my rules.
Mm-hmm.
And when you think you're grown, You can go right out that
get
door
the hell out.
And do whatever the hell you want. And that's just how I feel about it. And so today's world doesn't look at it like that. That's why we have all these CPS cases congesting. And that's why we have.
That's why Antifa does what they do.
Exactly. That's why we have unruly children. That's why we have grown-ass adults acting like unruly children, who the BLM people and the stupid Act for SA people. I guarantee you that every single one of them is an entitled, even though they think they're victimhood, they play their victimhood, right? They're still an entitled piece of shit.
Basically, the millennial generation and younger. Now, that doesn't say every single person who's millennial or younger, which is Generation Z, are like this. But the majority of them are. And the reason why we're talking about this is because the $750 or less, the people who are going to be violating that, who are basically going to be using that, are going to be the people that we're talking about. People who don't have respect for others, don't have respect for authority, don't have respect for people's property. That's the people we're talking about. They're the ones who are going to go out and vandalize. They're the ones who are going to go out to and dine and dash. They're the ones who are going to steal every single day, up to $750 every single day. Can you imagine if you're a shop owner, you can have, we're going to be modest, 10 people each day steal up to $750 worth of your merchandise. That's $7,500 every single day that you have in losses. $7,500 every single day. How long are you going to stay in business?
Could you imagine making $750 a day?
Having people go in there and steal for you. You're the big boss.
Can you, how many... Okay, we got a lot of mom and pop taco places. How many tacos you think that place has to sell to make up that $7,500? I bet you they're not making bringing in $7,500 in one day. A lot of these places. I mean, some that are like super popular and you know that they're everybody knows and they've been here for years or whatever. You know, and not the ones on the Riverwalk, because that's a tourist industry, so they're kept alive, right? But can you imagine the mom and pop ones where we grew up, like on the south side and the west side, where people are just trying to keep the lights on and they're making a little extra cash so they can take care of their family? How many freaking tacos, rice, and beans plates do you think they're going to have to sell to make up that $7,500 that's gone? And that's what these businesses are now realizing. So I've seen a lot of commercials where the businesses have now come on board and said, we can't afford for you to put this into this proposition into effect. We can't afford that. We can't stay in business. And that's part of the problem, is that this proposition is wrapped up in like things that are in the media, you know, like very important things to certain people, like legalizing weed. It's wrapped in a real pretty package so that people
can't
swallow the shit sandwich that they're feeding you. And it's, you know, like you said, in the fine print, open the sandwich and look what's really in it. And then that's where you see the shit, like it's going to put businesses out, right? It's going to not have us have a safe San Antonio. That's not safe. Because when you have people doing that, what's the likelihood that at some point these owners get frustrated? And they get to a point where you kind of have a feeling, you can kind of see that you're acting funny. Maybe you think you're suspicious that they're going to get up and dine and dash. They're just going to walk out. How long do you think it's going to be before something happens where one of these owners has an altercation with the people that are stealing?
Oh, I'm sure it's
going to happen. Or somebody gets killed because the owner has a gun and they can to protect their business. And something happens and somebody gets shot.
Well, see, that's a problem because... Did you know about that guy? Was it, I want to say it was in Arizona, who he had the people come onto his land, the illegal immigrants, or I'll say the felons came onto his land. They're crossing his land. So he shoots a round up in the air to get their attention, say, get the hell off my land. And now he's checking his property, and there happens to be somebody dead, not because of a bullet, but it happens to be somebody dead. So he calls the sheriff. He tells the sheriff the story. I shot up in the air to scare all those people off, and now I find this person laying here dead. They arrested him. What happened to the Castle Doctrine?
Yeah.
You know, I don't know if there's Castle Doctrine in that state, but, I mean, come on. He's on his freaking property. It's rule. He shot his gun in the air. Someone happens to be dead on his property. So? You know, they come over here.
You don't even know if that's related.
Don't know it's related, but they rested his ass.
People have been traveling and are dehydrated and they're dehydrated,
no food,
and everything else.
They've been eating, you know, what scraps they can find, you know, trying to kill a rabbit or what have you, eating each other's legs. I mean, you don't know.
You don't know what they died from. Mm-hmm. No, I mean, to me, it's just, it's ridiculous because we're not understanding how this affects. We're not talking about the Walmarts, like you said. We're not talking even HEBs. Mm-hmm. But we are, I mean, and by the way, those costs get passed down to the consumer.
Yes, they do. Mm-hmm.
So if you thought prices were high now, wait till that happens.
Wait till these people start doing shit.
But, I mean, the mom and pop ones won't be able to survive.
No,
the places that we ate, you know, that your mom likes this Judy's, right?
Mm-hmm,
Judy's,
mm-hmm.
That restaurant's very, very, very good.
Coronado.
Yeah, love it. Okay. What would happen to her?
Oh, yeah.
You know
what
I'm saying?
She'd go out of business.
That, she would be out of business. I mean, it just, you know, those are the things that we're not considering. And you have to do your homework. And I think a lot of people, you know, they're like sheeple and they just hear whatever they hear in the media. Facebook told me, so it must be true.
So you know what? I'm gonna if this passes, let's just say it passes, right? And I don't think it's gonna pass, but let's just say it passes.
I don't think it will either.
I'm going to say that most of the violators or the people who, you know, make use of this are going to be millennials. I'm just saying it's gonna be millennials or Generation Z. I'm saying it's going to probably be them because most of them are the ones who do not understand respect. Just like I said earlier, respect for others, respect for other people's property, respect for other, you know, respect for their elders. Nothing. I can't remember the last time I went into Valero to go buy a soda in the morning because I usually buy a soda in the morning, right? Diet, all I drink is diet pretty much. But I can't remember the last time I've gone in there and I didn't see a millennial or Gen Z at the automated, say automated tellers, automated clerks, you know, where you put your drink there and it says, okay, it scans it. It knows it's a drink. It says it's $1.75 and they put their money in. I refuse to use it. I only go to the one where there's a clerk standing there or I'll tell the clerk, say, hey, can you come ring me up? I'm over there. But the only people I ever see using these automatic teller machines or whatever they're called are millennials or younger. And it's because they just don't give a damn where they're not that clerk behind the counter keeps their job. That's the thing. You've heard about the McDonald's where I think they have a couple of them now who are completely automated. They don't have a single employee inside.
Mm-hmm.
They can simply do that to these places as well.
Yeah.
The vendors can come in and stock up all the chips and, you know, the dips and, you know, the candies, M&Ms, what have you. They don't need an employee there. And they can ring them up. Their automatic teller machines can ring them up, you know, just with automation, basically. I mean, they don't need a person there. I told one of them the other day, I said, these machines are going to be the death of you guys. I said, oh, no, they still need us to stock up the stuff and to make the kolaches. No, they don't. They don't, you know. So
I didn't even know that there were automated things like that for sodas.
Yet?
No, I've not seen a single McDonald's that's like that. I've seen like the places where you ring yourself out, like they're doing that at CVS now, and they're doing that at Dollar General. Mm-hmm. Even Dollar General's in on that game. Walmart's been in on that game for a very long time.
Yeah.
They're even more high tech because CVS and like Dollar General, they just have like the little tiny thing, right? But Walmart actually has the conveyor belt like you would do with a clerk.
Like
the only thing missing is the clerk. But I didn't realize that they had soda machines that you could just feed money into.
Well, no, it's not a soda machine. What it is it at the front counter where they would actually have the cash register. They have this little scale, and they have I believe it's, I don't know what it would be, just a laser or what have you. It scans whatever you put there.
Oh.
It scanned it. So if you put a drink there or if you put a bag of M&Ms, what have you, it'll weigh it, and then it'll scan it. It's just like on your phone, there's an app that's called Google Lens.
Mm-hmm.
You take a picture, it knows what it is. That's the same thing here. It knows what it is, so it knows what to charge you.
Wow. Okay.
And then it tells you your total is $10.40 or $42. And then you put your money in like you would your ATM machine at the bank. You put your money in, and it gives you your change, gives you a receipt, and you walk out. You never have to have any interaction with another human being if you don't want to.
You know, HEB has that. Because remember, we went to HEB. Have you been to this HEB that's at 3009?
I have.
Do you see the little scanner thing?
Yeah, I did, but you know what? My wife and I went by there this last weekend, and I refused. I always do.
I didn't know what it was.
I actually went to the one clerk that was working there, the one clerk, but I refused to do
it. I didn't know what it was, and so I said, I want to see what this is.
Home Depot has that too.
We've never, we had been in there before many times, but I had never, I'd seen people using it, but I didn't know what it was. Mm-hmm. And so I, when I walked in, they're there and they're handing it to you. There's two HEB employees and they're like, have you used this? Would you like to use
this? This is neat.
You know, yeah. Would you like to use this? I didn't. It didn't click, right? You know, I just, and I'm like, you know, maybe I want to try that out. And I was thinking in terms of my time. I wasn't thinking in terms of the clerk. I was thinking, I don't have a lot of time. I want to get this shit done and out, well, right? So I picked it up, and here we go. And I kept forgetting the fucking scan. He kept saying, you've got to scan that.
You got to scan it. Don't put it in your bag.
And so I just, it, you know, because I'm so used to just throwing this stuff in there. Mm-hmm. And he's like, you scan that? Oh, you, don't forget, you got to scan that. So I scanned everything. Mm-hmm. And then you go up to what's like a way thing. Mm-hmm. You
where
know,
it weighs it, yeah.
And you push it through. It looks like one of those things where they check you for weapons when you go in the courthouse, right? Mm-hmm. And there's two of them side by
side.
And
where's this at?
At the HEB on 3009.
I didn't know they had that.
Yeah.
Where can you push it through?
And so you push the cart, and then you walk over here, and you put your little scanner thing up.
I didn't
know
that.
And it compares, I guess, the scanner and the weight of the cart.
The weight, yeah.
And then you pay right here, and then you walk out.
Okay.
And so I was like, wow, I didn't even know that that existed. But they're heavily pushing that.
Yeah.
Heavily pushing
that. Because they're trying to save as much money as they can because they have deliveries, and those deliveries have gone up in price because Joe Biden closed the pipeline, and it just trickles down. As soon as he closed the pipeline, gas goes up, deliveries cost more, so products cost more. Food, doesn't matter, it's a stereo from Best Buy, whatever. Everything's gone up in price because of what Joe Biden has done. That's why I mentioned that earlier. Mm-hmm. But, you know, back to Prop A. I know we keep getting off the subject. There's so many things we like to talk about. But don't vote Prop A. Vote against Prop A because all of these small business owners, your friends, your family, maybe even you, are going to get screwed because of this.
Hasn't the mayor actually came out against that?
He did.
You know, I heard that the mayor,
he
actually came against, but he was for it for a long time.
Oh, yeah, he was.
And he actually said, oh, no, this is bad. This is bad.
He's for whatever gets him reelected.
Whatever gets him reelected.
That's what he's for.
He's a piece
of
shit.
Let's be clear on that.
Ron
Nirenberg is not a friend.
He's a piece of shit.
He's not a friend to any of us.
No.
He is for whoever can get him elected.
And if Black Lives Matter can get him elected,
that's
he's for them as well.
He'll
be for these vandals, these vandals who tore up downtown San Antonio across from the Alamo. They tore it all to hell.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. He's like a door handle. Mm-hmm. Everybody gets a turn.
He's a town bicycle.
That's it. And don't even get me started on that one where we can put signs up that say, this is a Black-owned business, so you won't riot for them, but you come over here and destroy
go destroy
all the
white
Hispanics
folks shit.
Or the white people or whatever. Yeah. So, yeah, don't get me started on that one. But what else have you seen recently? Have you been paying attention to all this school violence going on?
Yeah. Have you seen my post?
Which one?
Okay. I make a lot of controversial posts. I get warnings all the time. A lot of the most recent stuff, and probably all of it, but a lot of the most recent mass shootings, whether they be in schools or in churches, because I don't know, this last mass shooting in Kentucky, were Christians targeted? Were straight people targeted? Either way, that would be a hate crime. If you're targeting people because they're straight, that's a hate crime. If you're targeting people because they're Christian, that's a hate crime. Most of these shootings nowadays are by trannies.
Mm-hmm.
And so my theory, I don't know if, again, you didn't read my post, but my post said, and this is my theory, that a lot of these children nowadays are being bombarded with gayism, okay, or trannyism, whatever the hell it's called, right? They're being bombarded with it, and they are so damn confused. Either they're embarrassed to hell that they've been allowing a guy to push in their chocolate for, you know, months or years, and now they realize, you know, I'm not gay. And they're so humiliated by what has happened to them that they go on a killing spree, kind of like a postal, going postal, remember? You know, so this is my theory, that they are so confused that they go on killing sprees. But that's what my post was. Most of the stuff happening nowadays are by these transmissions. Mm-hmm. You understand?
Well, I saw your post about that. But
yeah.
This person, I think her name was Audrey, right?
Mm-hmm. His name or whatever her name.
It's a female that identifies as male.
Female
that right. Okay. So what I was reading was that she went to this school and that felt oppressed because mm-hmm. she was forced to go there.
Mm-hmm.
And so, hold on.
Bless you.
Sorry. But, and now, so that she was supposed to be acting out against that.
But mm-hmm. now, see, kind of lost me there. Okay, this was elementary school. Was it elementary school?
Yes, yeah, supposedly. Well,
no. So it was elementary school.
No, I don't think it was an elementary only. I think it was like a K through 1 through 8th K? Grade.
So either way.
1 through 12,
it was like K through 12? I don't think it was K through 12. It was a private school.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Maybe it was K through 12. I think at a minimum it was K through 8th.
Okay.
Okay. And she, to go to the school, it's a lot of money. Her right. parents were right. pretty well off. And so they were saying that she felt she was forced to go to the school. Mm-hmm. And so that this was retaliatory. Okay.
Mm-hmm. So, and how old was she?
She had already graduated. She had already graduated.
I thought she was like at least 28 or something, wasn't she?
Yeah, so a 10-year delay, I guess?
Yeah.
Yeah. This is a person that's not...
So, I mean, all of that don't make sense.
Well, my thing was right? this. Like, okay, I can see that you carry whatever trauma you feel like you went through because it's individual. Let's say she felt that this was a trauma for her when she was being forced to conform in a way to a standard of being straight when, you know, or we're going to, because traditionally the thought process for many of the transsexual people or gay LGBTQ people is that people who associate with the Bible or are Christians mm-hmm. Are trying to, you know, use God to, you know, like they have the gay camps. They send you to gay camp if you're here yeah. in Texas.
I've heard of that.
They said they send you to gay camp yeah. so that they can get that gay out of you.
Yeah.
Right? Because you have to just read the Bible and you have to immerse yourself and you have to ask God for forgiveness and help. And so the way that I was reading this, they were saying that this was sort of how she felt, that it traumatized her to be forced to conform to a standard that she didn't feel she wanted to be a part of. And so that this was an act of acting out against
vengeance.
That.
My vengeance problem with those it was, wronged her.
Why did you kill children? Why? What yeah. did the children so, have to do with this? Maybe there was a teacher, because she killed some teachers, right?
So, did she?
Yes, yeah, I think she killed like three adults okay. and three kids.
And three kids.
So my mm-hmm. thing is, if you had this problem that you know were upset that you had to conform and you felt mm-hmm. like this was a trauma and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, let's face it, some educators are not nice.
Okay.
I think
most of them aren't.
I think I can think of quite a few educators who made my life a living hell yeah. for no reason.
Yeah.
Okay. So, and it doesn't matter whether you're gay, straight, fat, thin, whatever. They're ugly, nasty people mm-hmm. who shouldn't educate. But yeah. anyway, let's say somebody did do that to her. Mm-hmm. And then she went and she was targeting those teachers.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't do that. She shot these kids.
She shot these innocent kids.
And
yeah.
so I don't see, and the kids have nothing to do with it. Mm. You know, they have nothing to do with that. It may be the people that she shot that were the adults that were educators.
Maybe they were the ones
that made her feel.
They don't deserve
in
to die.
Way, yeah, they don't. You do know. They deserve to die? No, they don't. But I don't understand what her thought process was.
And the thing is, why the delay? Okay. Why?
Because maybe it took that long to screw up her courage.
Well,
maybe.
Line of work, I would say that that would be like a repressed childhood.
I'm going to call this the Jason syndrome or the, I don't know if y'all are following me on this when I say Jason, the slasher Jason.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Because the counselors ignored him while they were fornicating. So he drowned to death and he comes back and he's not killing those counselors who let him die. He's just killing whoever the hell's at the school or the Camp Crystal Lake. You know, so I'm going to call it the Jason syndrome.
Okay. So that makes sense.
But let's go for the repressed traumatization. I could get that because I could imagine that some people who were sexually molested, mm-hmm. nobody wants to admit that. I get that.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody wants some things you just don't want to say. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But why kill the kids? Why kill? Because usually after a certain point, it's no longer, I'm going to go out and kill them, is I hate myself.
Do you think maybe she was just hit by adrenaline and just got crazy? And
well, adrenaline's people? Only a brief rush. That's it.
Yeah. So
this is, we're talking about a mind process. We're talking about a thought process mm-hmm. here. So, and I mean, I don't know. I don't know.
Do you know if you want to know what my take is on this as a person that works in that profession?
Mm-hmm.
I do think that she had repressed childhood trauma, which doesn't always occur mm-hmm. when the trauma is happening.
Mm-hmm.
Now, remember, she would have graduated at 18 mm-hmm. years old, roughly. Sometimes traumas manifest mm-hmm. in cause mental health issues, right? Mm-hmm. Or once you start working through those, because for trans people, their issue is being able to come out publicly mm-hmm. and say that they feel the way that they do, right? So therein, their trauma when they're coming out, the trauma that they perceive, you know, I think it facilitates in them this, I don't know how to word it, it makes them hate everyone because mm-hmm. you're forcing me to conform to a societal standard that I don't agree with, mm-hmm. right? So I think when the childhood trauma mm-hmm. is a thing,
mm-hmm.
but I think what happens is once she's experiencing now that the world is doing it. Because remember, mm-hmm. Maybe it's isolated in the school mm-hmm. where she's being forced to conform. Mm-hmm. The school is just another step, right? It's just another place where she felt repressed and, mm-hmm. you know, forced to do this, or maybe she felt bullied when she was there. So then you get out, and then you're coming out, and you're finding that the world isn't as welcoming maybe as you wanted it to be. Mm-hmm. Maybe your family isn't as welcoming.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like what she did was she took this trauma and used it as a platform to just get even.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that here's my thing. I feel like she went in there to mm-hmm. kill whoever got in her way.
Yeah.
She did not go in there. She had a hate for anything that occurred in the school, mm-hmm. which it just ended up being a place where she could take out all of her frustrations on. So I feel like she didn't target anybody. I feel like she went in there because she just wanted to kill
as many people as she could.
Okay.
And that was just a good place.
And it just happened
to kill someplace, I'm going to go someplace where I hate all you motherfuckers.
It happened to be the school where she went.
Right.
Yeah, it made her feel bad.
Here's my question. When did she start identifying as he?
As a him.
Apparently that she was feeling this when she was in that school.
Well, I mean, is that an assumption or is that a fact?
Well,
I mean,
what I read, and this is what I'm saying.
Well, she's dead. We can't ask her now.
Yeah.
Well, and
cause, well, I mean, she had her
manifesto,
right? Like
that, yeah.
Okay. So what I read was that she was, I guess, this way then. Okay.
Okay.
And the of course the Christian teaching is that it's not okay to be gay. Mm-hmm. Okay. And so I think that's where her anger built. What I'm getting at is I don't think that this justifies the action.
No.
What I'm saying is she had the trauma. Okay. Let's say I, you know, was raped at school mm-hmm. and the administration never did anything.
Mm-hmm.
I don't, you know, they knew mm-hmm. no one else in my life knows. I go through this, I graduate, and now I've got this window of time when I'm having to have relationships because I'm at that age
mm-hmm.
where I'm going to start developing relationships and start realizing that this is trauma for me.
Mm-hmm.
Can't have a normal relationship with mm-hmm. a man. Can't feel this certain way.
And
I'm getting angry.
You come to the realization as to why, you know what,
right.
Now I'm going to go take my
yes.
frustrations
and now,
out.
And now I'm like, you know what,
mm-hmm.
if you, you know, it's your fault. If mm-hmm. you'd done something, this happened at your place. And then it's just easy to make the jump from there to saying,
so this person was
28. I'm going to shoot all y'all.
So I don't know. I think that's what I heard, and I'm not certain on that.
I don't know for sure the age, but
let me ask you this question. Okay, so before the millennial generation, the pansy generation, the no backbone generation, I'm not going to spank you generation, I'm not going to teach you to respect your elder generation, before they came along, did we have these problems? I mean, I know we had killers, we had Gacy, we had killers, but did we have these problems with mass shooting in schools and in malls and in churches? Did we have these problems back then?
Well, I mean, I think it probably wasn't as prevalent as it is now because everybody gets their feelings hurt. But
I think that's a key thing right there. It's the prevalence of victimhood.
Well, I don't think there's any disputing that people are going to capitalize on their victimhood.
Well, it's not only people capitalize, it's that constant drumbeat of victimhood.
Yeah.
That constant drumbeat of, and I mean, we see it in the news every night,
mm-hmm.
of the churches are, and I mean, we've even discussed it here. Churches are anti-gay, anti-alphabetical, they're anti-trans. Churches are this, they're that, you know. That constant drumbeat
are you saying that you think that she did this because of?
I'm saying I don't know. I'm saying I don't know, but I'm saying that society itself has a role to play in some of this stuff, just because that constant drumbeat, instead of addressing the victimhood, we keep telling them you're a victim instead of doing anything to address it. Does that make sense?
Well, I get it. I don't see her. I mean, my thing is that with sexuality and with her feeling the way she felt, I don't see where she was using her victimhood to get stuff. It wasn't something like she was using the fact that she was trans to do. I get what you're saying.
That's my
saying,
point.
Well, you're a victim. You're a victim. You know, and so people, they take that in, they internalize it, and then they are a victim. Mm-hmm. So even the most empowered person, if you consistently tell them you're the victim, you're the victim, you're the victim, mm-hmm. kind of like the BLM people,
yes.
right?
Well, kind of like Barack
you're
Obama.
The victim, you're the victim. Mm-hmm. Then you're going to have people who internalize that, and they're going to play the victim. Well, they're going to always be the victim.
Hey guys, this is Ricky Midnight. If you enjoy what you're hearing, give me that thumbs up and subscribe. Let your friends know so they can listen as well. We have more of the conversation coming tomorrow morning.
Thanks for listening to The Uncensored Voice.
Make sure to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. And remember, on The Uncensored Voice, we tell it like it is.
So be safe, my friends, and may God bless America.